Chapter 7 Trapped. The next afternoon, the children set off for the port of Ostia. Ostia was a long way from Rome. It stood at the mouth of the river Tiber. The children decided to walk along the riverbank to the port. It was a hot afternoon, and the walk was long and tiring. The children talked about how to find Titus's ship once they got there.
"How will we know which ship is his?" asked Camilla.
"We could ask the local people," suggested Lucy.
"Or we could watch the ships and see which one Titus boards this evening," said Marcus.
Robert looked thoughtful.
"He might not go to his ship tonight," he said. "I think the best plan is not to wait for Titus at all. I think we should try and find his ship on our own."
"What do we do if we find out that Titus is a thief?" asked Lucy.
"I don't know at the moment," said Robert. "We'll have to wait and see what happens."
The children walked on silently. Soon, they reached the port of Ostia. It was a busy, noisy place. It was a smelly place, too. It smelt of fish. It smelt of olives and hot, sweaty people. Worst of all, it smelt of rotting fruit.
"Yuck!" said Lucy.
She wrinkled her nose.
"It smells horrible here."
Marcus laughed at her.
"It's a very busy port," he said. "Lots of goods are brought into Ostia from many different countries."
Several ships were in the port. There were people everywhere. Porters were busy loading and unloading cargo. There were crates of wild animals from North Africa. There were bundles of silk from China. There were even elephant tusks from East Africa. Robert and Lucy stared in amazement. They had never seen so many strange goods before. The children walked along the quay. There was so much to see. Robert noticed that there were lots of barges along the quay. Each one was pulled by a team of oxen. They were just like the barge Titus used.
"Why are there so many barges?" Robert asked Marcus.
"None of these ships can get up the river to Rome," explained Marcus. "The river is too shallow, so barges take the goods into Rome and they are unloaded there." "We must try and find Titus's ship," said Lucy.
She was feeling anxious that they were wasting time. Robert looked along the quay. It seemed to be getting busier and noisier all the time. Robert was sure that someone on the quay must know which ship belonged to Titus. But who should he ask? He put his hand above his eyes to shade them from the sun. Then he looked carefully at the people passing by. Suddenly, he spotted three porters carrying some heavy boxes from a ship.
"Let's ask them," he said.
He pointed to the porters.
"They are certain to know which is Titus's ship. They work here. They will know who the owners of all these ships are."
"Excellent idea," said Marcus. "I'll go and ask them."
He went up to one of the men.
"Tell me," he said, "which of these ships belongs to a merchant called Titus?"
The porter looked along the quayside. He pointed to the last ship at the end of the quay.
"That's the ship, master," he said. "The last ship on the quay is the one you want."
Marcus nodded his head.
"Thank you,"
he said.
"Come on," said Robert. "Let's take a closer look."
The children walked along the quay towards the ship. The ship looked quiet. It looked as if no one was on board.
"No one's here," said Lucy. "Let's go on board and see what we can find." "Be careful," warned Camilla. "We don't want to get caught by Titus."
The children crept up the gangplank and stepped onto the deck. The ship rolled gently in the water. It creaked as it moved. A heavy sail above their heads flapped noisily in the wind. The sudden noise made Marcus jump.
"What was that?" he said.
Robert patted him reassuringly on the back.
"Don't worry, it's only the sound of the wind in the sail. It's nothing to be scared of."
Marcus took a deep breath. He felt a little foolish. He didn't like looking scared in front of all the others.
"I wasn't really scared," he said boldly. "I just thought I heard someone coming, that's all."
Robert looked up and down the deck.
"Where do you think Titus would hide the things he has stolen?" he asked.
Lucy spotted a hatch in the deck.
"Look," she said. "That hatch must lead to the hold. I bet Titus has hidden the bust in there."
"I wonder if he has," said Robert.
He lifted the hatch door and peered into the hold. It was dark and gloomy. A rope ladder swung below him.
"I can't see anything," he said. "Let's go down into the hold and have a look."
One by one, the children went down the rope ladder and into the hold. At one side, there were some barrels. On the other side, there were lots of olive oil pots. The children looked behind the barrels. They looked behind the pots too, but they couldn't find the bronze bust anywhere. Suddenly, the ship rolled in the water. Then the children heard a loud thud.
"What's that?" said Lucy. She felt worried. "I think it's the anchor," said Marcus. "I think someone has raised the anchor. I think the ship is about to leave the port."
Just then, they heard someone climbing down the rope ladder into the hold. The children quickly hid behind some barrels and watched. It was Titus. He walked over to a stack of olive oil pots. He looked into them and smiled. Then he got some rope and tied them together.
"That will keep you nice and safe," he said aloud.
He checked the ropes once more. Then he climbed up the ladder and disappeared.
"We must get off the ship quickly," said Lucy. "It's going to leave port any minute."
The children ran to the rope ladder, but before they could climb up it, the hatch door banged shut. Then a heavy bolt was pushed into place. Titus had locked the hatch. They were trapped.